From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says it's agreed to a ceasefire proposal from Israel. Israel's saying what Hamas is agreeing to is not the same proposal that was under discussion and will take some time before an official Israeli response. Reaction this afternoon at the State Department.
On first word of Hamas's acceptance of a ceasefire proposal, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller was noncommittal.
We are reviewing that response now and discussing it with our partners in the region.
CIA Director William Burns remains in the Middle East helping to broker a deal. The Israelis have yet to respond, but a group representing the families of hostages says it welcomes the announcement and urges the Israeli government to accept an agreement. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
All of this coming as Israel has begun dropping flyers into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, urging more than a million people sheltering there to get out before a planned IDF offensive. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial today found the former president in criminal contempt for a 10th gag order violation, fining him another $1,000 on top of an earlier $9,000 fine, and threatened to put him in jail if it happens again. ABC's John Santucci following the Manhattan trial.
We know, as far-fetched as you'd think that sound, it's not. We know the Secret Service, NYPD, and court officials have had preliminary conversations to prepare for just that. And Judge Mershon saying, look, I know you're a former president. You could be a future president. I don't want to do this, but I will.
3 days after the murders of two women and the abduction of a baby, an arrest.
Harley Cisneros and her friend, Taryn Allen, both 23 years old, were at a neighborhood park near Clovis, New Mexico, when someone showed up Friday and started shooting, killing both women and wounding Cisneros' five-year-old daughter. The killer also is thought to have left the scene with Cisneros' other child, 10-month-old Aliyah. Now the FBI says the baby has been found and she's safe, and that an unidentified suspect is in custody.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Wall Street, the Dow is up 92 points. This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. At the University of Chicago, some faculty members are standing in solidarity with protesting students. Callie Madoff is a professor in global studies.
I would also like to say, as a Jewish professor, a professor of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I am especially grateful that we are able to be here today and that on Yom HaShoah, a day above all that we should be fighting against genocide.
Yom HaShoah is Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Biden administration announcing new federal funding to help auto manufacturers make parts for electric vehicles.
Vice President Harris today travels to Detroit to announce up to $100 million in grants to support small and medium-sized auto parts manufacturers to convert to producing parts for electric vehicles. The funding will also go toward making their facilities more energy efficient and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Part of this announcement includes the Energy Department putting $50 million toward partnering with states to help suppliers make the change from making internal combustion engine parts to make parts for the electric vehicle supply chain. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The original watercolor illustration for the first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone will be auctioned off next month. Officials with Sotheby's in New York say it's expected to sell between $400,000 and $600,000, a record for any Harry Potter-related material. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.